The latest from podnews.net. The Infinite Dial Canada 2019 study, which we previewed earlier this month, is now available to download in full. The study from Edison Research says that 36% of Canadians aged over 18 listened to a podcast in the last month. Spotify has published a good look at the podcasting industry on their Spotify for Brands website with lots of statistics and detail. It's almost a month since Luminary launched, and in an email seen by PodNews today sent to a subscriber, they say, "As one of our first premium subscribers, we want to say thank you by extending your free trial period to 3 months." It's unclear whether this is a targeted offer or something for everyone. PodTrack is changing their measurement algorithm. A blog post appears to indicate that they're undergoing official IAB compliance and warns you should expect to see your download numbers decrease to be consistent with the new guidelines. Now, PodTrack claimed last July that their figures were and always have been consistent with the IAB podcast metric guidelines, but say this change is due to, quote, more coalescing around specific interpretations of the guidelines in the industry. At the end of last year, we highlighted the PodTrack's figures were about 27% higher than Blueberry's, who were awarded IAB certification in early December. The new, still opaque, methodology from PodTrack has been applied to their opt-in, self-selecting April 2019 statistics. The effect appears to be a drop of around 20% for streams and downloads for the top three publishers, which remain number one.
This is NPR.
Number two.
PRX.
And number three.
iHeartRadio.
Omni Studio has rolled out full support for WebSub, so podcasters using the platform will see new episodes appearing instantly in podcast apps that support it, like Google Podcasts or Swoot. Podcast host Megaphono also supports the WebSub standard. Apple have removed the words "listen on iTunes" from their podcast pages, preferring now to use "listen on Apple Podcasts." This is the surest indicator yet that they plan to build an Apple Podcasts desktop app for the next iteration of Mac OS. You probably don't want a new podcast newsletter, but if you did, Fiction Podcast Weekly might be for you if you're involved in the world of audio fiction, audio drama, and sound storytelling. It's free to sign up. There's a link from our episode notes or from our newsletter today. And in podcasts, we highlight a number of them, including Photo Business Help, a new podcast from Natalie Jennings, promising to teach effective strategies to tackle productivity, organization, and content creation. And The Strategerist, a podcast from the George W. Bush Institute. And they have snagged a well-known guest for their first ever appearance on a podcast, George W. Bush himself. As he says, it's hard to be, he might as well say it.
It's hard to be optimistic if you're not able to smile.
And isn't that true? And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.